you would have it to be and some. Until next time, God bless and keep you is always my prayer.
Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Christian journey of God. As we travel, thank you, Lord, in this walk of life, where we may stumble, take up your cross, for there's a word in the word, yes, it is. I'll say it one more time. In times like these, God, you know we need, yes, we need a Savior to walk. This Christian journey.
I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance way down in my soul. Yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God had it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control.
God's got it all in control.
God's got it all. He's got it all in control. The Lord's got it all. He's got it all in control.
Good morning. Good morning. We welcome you this morning to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Heard each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. Thank you for being a part of our day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Your host for the morning, Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. He's got it all in control. Whatever the problem is, he's got it.
Best they know how. Somebody tired of being misused. Somebody tired of eyes to lose. But how many of y'all know prayer will? Y'all don't get mad. How many of y'all know prayer will? Same thing. You know what I want you to do? I want you to get up. Make your way down here right now. Don't worry what nobody gonna say about you. Get up right now. I wanna pray for you. I know prayer will. Prayer will change things. Somebody need it for your children. Somebody need it on your job. Somebody need it in your church hall. Somebody need it right here. I need it right now. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Have mercy right now. I want everybody, wherever you sit, I want you to stand up right now and bow your head. Your head and bow with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm calling on your name today because somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody right here needs you right now. Somebody cry, Lord, all night long. Lord, I know you got all power. Got all power in your hand, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, I thank you for being able to come here in Monroe, Georgia, at the Power Middle School, and get changed to pray your prayer, Lord. But Lord. Somebody don't know the way out of the mall. But Lord, help them, Lord. Somebody have lost direction. Forgive them a clear mind. Make them understand that they hold in your hand everything. 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 Gonna be all right, Lord. Lord, we want you to go in the hospital. There's somebody lying in the hospital. Got so much pain in the body, they are not able to turn over the bed. Oh, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Lost and lost. Yeah. In these trying times.
Woke me up early this morning. I was clothed and in my right mind. But you let me live to see another. Another bright sunshine. And for doing that, let me say thank you. Oh, thank you.
We just want to thank him this morning because he able us to rise up this morning and saw a brand new day. And we thank God for that this morning. This goes out for a few people this morning, Mother Rose Wiggin and Pastor Gladys Butler and Brother Monroe Grubbs and Brother Sam Montgomery. It goes out for the said name, Brother LaSalle William and Sister Evelyn William, Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Sister Isabel Young.
Trying to do my best. Would you help me?
Help me, Lord,
to do your will.
Mother Esther Walker.
To stand my test.
Sister Audrey Johnson. Brother Richard Robinson, you got anything to thank him for this morning, Brother Freddie Randall?
It's together right here. There is no other way.
Oh, there's no other way. It goes off of Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Latoya Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church, Reverend George Meyer, and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. goes out for the all said name, Mount Moriah AME Church. There ain't no other way.
Only way to
goes out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all the church family, Reverend DeVoe and all the church family. Sister Easter Button and Brother Will Washington.
To ask you about this kingdom.
Pastor Loretta Bosville, Awesome God Press Center, and all your church family ministers. There is no other way.
Not born just of water, but born of the Spirit. I'm talking about a newborn soul.
Go life of Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Addison Mitchell and First Lady the Barbara Mitchell and all your church family. Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, there is no other way. Brother Charles Harris. Brother CJ Harris.
Gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it. Oh, the only way.
There is no other way. I don't know it if it is. There is no other way. Coming from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randolph. His son Jason is there. 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. I'd like to wish you a pleasant New Year. New Year coming on, and we just he coming from them, and like to wish you a very prosperous New Year coming year now. Also coming from Crest Cleaners and Laundry and all their locations, where quality and service still counts. Family owned and operated since 1960 and still in business. And they are open 5 days a week now, Monday through Friday, and also on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Now, they would like to wish you a very prosperous New Year coming from Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Well, I'm just going to give you one more, and none other than the Stones Funeral Home, and established since 1923. One funeral home with two locations to serve you, 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melvin, Florida, 727-9009. None other than Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director, and there's no exception for experience. And they would also like to wish you a very, very pleasant prosperous New Year from the Stones Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you. Now, just then, I'd like to bring you an announcement from the Stones Funeral Home. Sister Mary Joy Beltran passed a few days ago, and that's like to let you know that funeral service will be at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. That will be on Saturday, January the 5th, 2018. Now, Mary Joy Beltran funeral service at Mount Moriah AME Church, 234 Stone Street in the city of Cocoa. Funeral service 11 a.m. on January the 5th, 2018. And the viewing will be on Friday, which will be January the 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. 5 to 7. That also will take place at Mount Moriah AME Church, 234 Stone Street. Let's be in prayer for all the bereaved family. The ones that I don't know, they are far away, but we just want to be in prayer. Lift them up in prayer, because God is in charge, and we know that. So the funeral service. Going back into the program and play you one of the latest and the greatest.
Promises and shattered dreams, no hope it seems, still I believe that King and I will survive, and I know I can make it. I can make it through the sunshine and rain, make it through my sickness and pain.
Oh, you can make it, just as long as the Lord is on your side. You can make it. Tell somebody that think they can't, and they may be down and out this morning, but they can make it, because the Lord is on their side.
I can make it.
in the cold. No place to go. Still there's this hope. When the doors are closed, that I can make it.
Sisters, Sylvia Dupree and Brother Monroe Groves goes out for you this morning. Oh, you're leaning on Jesus. Brother Charles Patton and Brother Joe Johnson, Brother Walter Davis Jr., Brother Jesse Hanks. Oh, Mother Rose Wiggin, Mother Annie Mae Price. Sister Sylvia Dupree, you are important this morning. This goes out once again from you, called in by Mother Rose Wiggin, and yours truly, and Sister Becky Mitchin. Mother Rose Wiggin goes out for you also. You learn how to lean.
All I had to do, y'all, was trust in Jesus. Can I tell you another thing? And I'm talking about me. You see, and then I went running, running all over town. But every doctor I went to, all the doctors let me down. But when I came back to church, and then I got down on my knee, and then I called on Jesus, and I called on Jesus, and then Jesus stopped by and laid his hands on me. The man healed. And he whispered in my ear, he said, listen, my child,
today I'm still the same. When trouble comes in your life, call on his name. Cause I found out he will.
He will provide.
Cause I learned how to
be. Oh, Pastor Gladys, coming by your house once again this morning.
Job no more. I didn't have nobody. Didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my mother. I went and found my mother. Said now, mother, job be gone. I need somebody I can lean on. And mother told him, come on, son, lean on me. Started leaning on my mother, and I leaned on her a long time. I went to visit, mother was sick, y'all. I couldn't lean on mother no more. I didn't have nobody, didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my father. I went and found my father. Said now father, mother's sick, job be gone. I need somebody I can lean on. Father told me, come on son, and lean on me. Started leaning on my father, and I leaned on him a long time. But in one thing, my father forgot to tell me that one day he had to die. Go away and leave me, and didn't have nobody, didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my sister, and I thought about my brother. Then I found out when you showed up. Need your kinfolk. When you're shown up, need your kinfolk. They are turn and walk away. Leave you standing by yourself. I didn't have nobody. I didn't have nobody I could lean on. And then I thought about my pal. I went and found my pal. Said now, pal, all my family done let me down. I need somebody I can lean on. What you need to do, you need to get down on your knee. You need to get down on your knee and call Jesus. So I got down on my knee. I started calling on Jesus. I kept on calling on him.
Coming from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr., located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. He have new cars, used car, he have a car. Stop in, let him put you in the ride that you have never owned. You can always call him at 636-3615. Area code is 321. Like to wish you a prosperous coming new year from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Also from Riverview Memorial Garden, owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Always can call him at 632-9050. Now, Riverview, the place where quality and service is a must at Riverview Memorial Garden. Now, you can always call him there if you need him. He's available. And like to wish you a prosperous coming new year. That's on tomorrow. We'll celebrate the new year 2017. And may God, Richard, bless you. Now I have one announcement coming in. The new year at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, West Cocoa in Florida. We are hosting the Watch Night Service for the West Cocoa and surrounding community. Now you are invited. Pastor Dexter Thomas and the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church family will be in charge of the service. Now you don't want to miss this. This is Watch Night Service. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now that's something Deuteronomy 28:6 says, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss out on another blessing. Now this is all coming from Parker Memorial, and along with Pastor Dexter Thomas will bring the message. Come be blessed going out 2017, and be blessed coming in 2018. We will see you at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church on New Year's Eve at 10:30 p.m. Don't go into 2018 without another blessing. Now this is from Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Addison Mitchell is the pastor, and all the church family, you are welcome for the service. Once again, we're sorry to announce that Sister Mary Joy Belcham passed. Funeral service will be this Saturday, January the 5th, at Mount Moriah AME Church, and that's at 11 a.m. And the viewing will be on Friday, January the 4th, 2018, from 5 to 7 p.m. Mary George Belcher. Now, we just want to bring an announcement, and we have another one about the march, but we'll bring it to you a little later, which is like on next Sunday, hopefully. If it's God willing, we're going to be blessed. Going back into the program and playing one of the latest and the greatest. So that for Brother Freddie Randolph this morning. Yeah. goes out for Brother Clarence Whipple Jr., Cosman District 1, and also goes out for the wife, Sister Sally Whipple, and once again goes out for Reverend Clarence Whipple Sr. What more can you do?
I'm not worried. Someday I'll get my pay. Lord, I'm ready, willing, and able. I ain't got tired yet. I want to know what more can I do. Tell me what more can I do. Lord, that's a lonesome time. Tell me, Lord,
what more can I do.
This goes out this morning for the sick and the shut in, and Sister Dorothy Leggett and Sister Martha Mike Allison.
What God can do.
Sister Gladys Clark, all the members of Mount Moriah AME Church. It goes out for all the said names, and we're going to send it out to all the ones that are coming listening in the hospital, health facility, rehabilitation centers. All around wherever you are, trust in Jesus this morning. All of our Reed family, the Mary Joy Belgian family, and our other families, this goes out for all of them. Trust Jesus this morning.
Though you may say,
trust in Jesus,
yet will I trust him.
Trust in Jesus.
I'm gonna maintain my way.
Trust in Jesus.
Maintain my way before
trust
him.
Jesus.
All my appointed time.
Trust in Jesus.
Yet will I wait, y'all.
Trust in Jesus.
Until my change comes.
Trust in Jesus.
The reason why I'm gonna trust in him.
Trust in Jesus.
Cause I know right now, y'all.
Trust in Jesus.
He got all power in his hand.
Trust in Jesus.
Sister Joyce Walker goes out for you also. Trust Jesus. Everything will be all right.
God's neighbor.
Let's pray for family unity. The President of the United States, all the military personnel, and pray for Thanksgiving for our country and our children and the ones that are unsaved. Let's lift them all up in prayer this morning, because God is.
In the book of Daniel, the third chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was caught up in a fiery furnace. And I heard and I feel the old king in my garden. Don't come.
Oh, Mother Rose Wiggin, I didn't want to come back along. I brought Jesus on with me. Thank God for it.
And know he's able. Why make a way?
I've got Jesus.
That's all right.
Long as I've got Jesus.
That's all right.
Long as I've got Jesus, y'all.
That's all right.
I said,
long as I got Jesus.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Long as I've got Jesus, church.
That's all right.
Long as I've got Jesus.
That's all right.
I've got Jesus.
That's alright.
I said, long as I've got Jesus.
That's alright.
Y'all come on and put those Holy Ghost hands together. If you know you got the Holy Ghost, you ought to be a witness when I say, long as I've got the Holy Ghost.
That's alright.
Long as I've got the Holy Ghost, yeah.
That's alright.
Long as I got the Holy Ghost.
That's alright.
Help me say,
long as I got the Holy Ghost. That's alright.
Long as I got the Holy Ghost.
That's alright.
I know somebody here feel like me when I say,
that's alright.
Long as I got the Holy Ghost.
That's alright.
Somebody said, long. I want to tell everybody. Talk about me if you want to. Scandalize my name. Long as I've got Jesus, I'm going on just to say. Help me say it, say it.
There may be times when my friends are few.
Long
as I've got Jesus,
yeah,
I know what
they do. That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all
right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Stay right there.
That's all right.
Stay right there.
That's
all right. Yeah.
I got Jesus.
And I know
it's gonna be all right.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
And I know
it's gonna be all right.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
I got Jesus.
Not gonna be afraid. sad.
I got Jesus.
I don't know about you, church.
It's gonna be alright.
But I'm talking about me.
I got
yeah,
Jesus.
So I walk.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah, so I walk.
I got Jesus.
Through the valley.
It's gonna be alright.
Of the shadows of death.
I got Jesus.
I will fear no evil.
It's gonna be alright.
I will fear no evil.
I got Jesus.
Cause I know
it's gonna be alright.
Long as I got Jesus.
I
church, I know.
Oh, that's my testimony. As long as I got Jesus, everything will be all right. Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne, Sister Lulu Ruth King.
See, he said it's going to be all right. Now, Jesus, if he said it, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. That ain't all. I come to tell you, those of you that read your Bible, those of you that read your Bible, you ought to know when I tell you the words in the book of Matthew. It tells us to know no thought of what you shall eat.
Clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning. But just before I leave the air this morning, I'm going to let Sister Becky Mitchell say just a few words, like, you know, whatever she want to say. She's coming to you right now.
Good morning to our listeners this morning. I would just like to say that we wish you a prosperous new year in the coming year and have a blessed, blessed year. From Sister Becky Mitchell.
And yours truly. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Don't let him get in your way. It's all right. Clock on the wall says about our time to leave you, but it's been a pleasure this morning wherever you was listening. And if you just were listening on the boombox or whatever you was listening, wherever you was listening, we hope we played something this morning that would make you feel better, that would bless your day. And we really try. So every Sunday morning now we are on the air from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. It's been a pleasure. Been here for a long time and no stranger though. So we just hope you enjoy whatever we play. Your host has been Sister Laura Mann, and thank God for Sister Becca Mitchell. She accomplished me and I thank God for that. You give her flowers while you live and then where they can hear them. Not when you are already dead and flowers, you don't need them. But we just want to appreciate you and let you know we appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our churches that support us. We appreciate the ones that have given, just walked by and said, this will help you, whatever it is. We thank God for it. And we just hope you have a very prosperous new year and a safe one. May God richly bless you through it all, because he is in charge. Pleasant, good morning.